There's a bid today to have Indigenous issues front and centre of the 45th Parliament. Key Aboriginal organisations are calling for a new era in Indigenous affairs and have covered the lawns of Parliament House with a massive sea of hands. They say Indigenous affairs is in crisis, with ongoing deaths in custody, alarming rates of incarceration and huge numbers of Aboriginal children in and out of home care. They're calling for an urgent meeting with the Prime Minister. Lindy Kerin reports.
Indigenous groups have carpeted the lawns of Parliament House with more than 2,500 cut-out hands. The co-chair of the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples, Rod Little, says each one represents a call to action.
Over the last 12 months, and particularly in response to the Close the Gap report, where we saw that things weren't improving, things were actually getting worse, we felt that we needed to make a collective stand and make sure our voices are heard.
Yungu Galanyin Nalawiri, Danayi, Nunawul Dara.
When the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull delivered the Closing the Gap statement earlier this year and spoke in the local Ngunnawal language, he promised to work with Indigenous people.
It's equally important we listen to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people when they tell us what is working and what needs to change. It's our role as government to provide an environment that enables Indigenous leaders to develop local solutions. Again, Mr. Speaker, it is time for governments to do things with Aboriginal people, not do things to them.
But Rod Little says National Congress has only had one meeting with Malcolm Turnbull since he became Prime Minister.
To meet with the First Peoples of the nation, similarly to how Prime Minister Trudeau with the Canadian government did, is saying, well, look, there's no more important matters than is to do work with the First Peoples of that nation.
The Federal Minister for Indigenous Affairs, Nigel Scullion, announced yesterday that he'll host a workshop within a few weeks with key organisations. Is that not enough?
No, it's not enough. Absolutely not enough. We've been talking about decades of concern by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, yet we still have our incarceration rates through the roof, our increase in children going into protection, deaths in custody only in the last few weeks, we're still having those. So, you know, a workshop is definitely not good enough.
Natalie Lewis is from the National Aboriginal Childcare Agency and says the numbers of Indigenous children in out-of-home care needs urgent attention.
It's not about throwing money at a problem. It's about investing in solutions that are designed and delivered by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and organisations. You know, yes, reset a relationship, but one that's built on trust and one that actually empowers Aboriginal people to lead these responses.
There are more Indigenous members of Federal Parliament than ever before, and the coalition of organisations is hoping the extra presence will help convince the Prime Minister to meet with them within 30 days and hold a national summit within 100 days.
Lindy Kerin.